Saturday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 16, verses 3-9, 16, 22-27. Brothers and sisters, read Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I am grateful, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Read also the church at their house. Read my beloved Epaphroditus, who were the first fruits in Asia for Christ. Read Mary, who had worked hard for you. Read Andronicus and Junia, my relatives and my fellow prisoners. They are prominent among the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Read Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Read Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Read one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ read you. I, Tertius, the writer of this letter, read you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, read you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus, greet you. Now to him who can strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested to the prophetic writings, and according to the command of the eternal God, make known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, to Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen. Gospel according to Luke chapter 16, verses 9-15. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourself with dishonored wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonored in very small matters is also dishonored in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonored wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. The Pharisees who loved the money heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justify yourself in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. How to use people and money to expand God's kingdom. Many reasons are wrong when they think the proclaiming of the good news is the duty of the priest and religion, not of all Christians. They forgot that the prophetic duty belongs to all Christians when they receive baptism. Moreover, even Christ could proclaim the good news by himself. He chose 12 apostles to do it with him. Besides the 12, he also chose 72 disciples and many women followed him. God wants all people to contribute, some by their efforts, some by their money, in the proclamation, so that all will merit his rewards in the next life. Today's reading center around the duty of all Christians in the proclamation of the good news. In the first reading, St. Paul gave a long list of Christians who worked with him in this mission. They will share with whatever Paul harvested in his mission because they contributed in whether by their efforts or time or money. In the Gospel, Jesus advised his audience to properly view money, even unrighted mammon, to buy fans so that when they run out of money, their fans will welcome them into the eternal habitation. Those who lied money at the Pharisee are fools, because they will lose everything they possessed at last. Second analysis. First reading. Paul listed out those who contributed in his proclamation of the good news. Third point, the reason helped Paul to fulfill his mission. Looking into Paul's list, we can recognize the following. First, Prisca and Aquila were called by Paul my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. Aquila is a Jew who was born in Pontus, came to Rome for work, but must leave Rome to Corinth due to the anti-Jews movement. See Acts chapter 18, verse 14. Prisca, also called Priscilla, or Aquila's wife. Both worked at the tent makers at Paul. At Corinth, Paul came to live with them, and they helped Paul in proclaiming of the good news. Not only Paul, but also many Gentile churches appreciated what they did to them. Why many people think their houses are exclusively for their family, the couple always opened their house to welcome Christians to hear the good news and to celebrate liturgy. Many communities were established and nourished from their house. To do this, they must have a firm faith in God and an immense love for others. Second, Paul did not discriminate women as some thought. There are at least 6 women are mentioned in the list. Besides Priscilla, there were Maria, who had worked hard among you, and Juniata, who were poor kinswomen and fellow prisoner. 3 other women are not in today's passage. To care for a preacher's need, such as repairing a mill, cleaning his room, or buying what he needs, are things which any woman can do. St. Paul was certainly helped by the women. Third, even the help to copy letters and to send them to many destinations were also mentioned in today's passage. I pursued the writer of this letter resu in the law. In addition, both the rich and the poor were mentioned in the list. Everyone can contribute to depending on the gifts which God gave to them. The last words, Paul abbreviated all the main points which he expounded in the letter. That were, first, the gospel is necessary for all so they can stand firm in their life. The center of the gospel is Jesus Christ. People must believe in him to be saved. And third, the mystery of salvation will begin with Israel, but opened to all people when Jesus came. This mystery was announced by many prophets of old. Second, the gospel. Learn how to properly use money. Third point. Using money. Not many people know how to use their money properly. Some wasted them. Some are controlled by them. The one who know how to use them properly will not waste money on unnecessary things, but use money to benefit himself and others. Such as, first, using money to develop his talents, which are necessary for his life, at registering classes, buying books or equipment. He can also provide a scholarship for those who need them, or contribute money to researching organizations which will benefit humankind. Second, using money to help the poor. Chapter 25 of the Gospel according to Matthew teaches, God considers what we did to the poor as we did to him. Jesus also said in today's Luke passage, I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighted mammon, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal habitations. Second point. Let's show fidelity to God by our properly using of money. Life is a battlefield to learn and to experience. It is also an opportunity for God to evaluate people too. First, fidelity in small things. He who is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and he who is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. Second, fidelity in using the unrighted mammon. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighted mammon, who will ensure to you the true riches? Third, fidelity in using other properties. One will hurt when he lost his own thing or child more than what belongs to others. If you have not been faithful in that which is another, who will give you that which is your own? Third point. A servant cannot serve two masters. Not like in today's society, a slave or a servant of Jesus' time could only serve one master. Even now, one can serve two masters. The degree of loyalty cannot be equal, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will devote to the one and despise the other. The same thing happened in serving God. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Many of us have a counter view with Jesus, for they think they can serve both God and mammon. Jesus gave us an example of the Pharisees who were lovers of money, heard all this, and they scoffed at him. There are some, because they like money so much, that they have no time for God, even to attend Mass 1 hour in the whole week. Application in life. Proclaiming of the good news is the duty of all Christians. If we do not have ability and time to proclaim, we must contribute to training preachers and create opportunities for them to fulfill their duty. Everything in this world belongs to God, and He gives to us for using. We are not the owner, but only stewards. We must know how to properly use them to benefit ourselves and others in this life and the life to come. Amen.